Violent protests rock Apple's main iPhone plant in China. By Alam Bokhari on November 24, 2022. Workers at the Foxconn Technology Group plant in Zhengzhou, China, the primary production hub for Apple's iPhones, have erupted in violent protest over pay issues in a worsening coronavirus situation in the area. It is estimated that there are over 200,000 workers at the vast complex that has become known as iPhone City, now languishing under a coronavirus lockdown imposed by the Xi Jinping regime. Via Bloomberg. Workers at the Foxconn Technology Group plant streamed out of dormitories in the early hours of Wednesday, jostling and pushing past the white-clad guards they vastly outnumbered, according to videos sent by a witness to portions of the protest. Several white-suited people pummeled a person lying on the ground with sticks in another clip. Onlookers yelled "Fight! Fight!" as throngs of people forced their way past barricades. At one point, several surrounded an occupied police car and began rocking the vehicle while screaming incoherently. The protest started overnight over unpaid wages and fears of spreading infection, according to the witness, asking to remain anonymous for fear of repercussions. Several workers were injured and anti-riot police arrived on the scene Wednesday to restore order, the person added. Once praised by many in the Western media, China's zero-COVID policy has led to lockdown after lockdown across the communist-run nation, stifling economic activity. As reported by Breitbart's News Francis Martel, the policy has caused more deaths than the virus it supposedly fights over a six-month period. Despite not having documented a single death as a result of complications from the virus since May 26, the Chinese government has insisted on imposing brutal, in some cases citywide, lockdowns on its citizens, banning them from leaving their homes and often leaving them without food or necessary medical care. The lockdowns are part of a policy China refers to as zero COVID, which also includes mass internment at quarantine camps, family separations to allegedly protect those who test negative, and rolling, mandatory coronavirus tests. Chinese government officials have admitted to more deaths as a result of zero COVID in the past 6 months than they have as a result of coronavirus infection. Chinese officials have confirmed the deaths of at least two people denied medical care over lockdowns in November. A 3-year-old boy in northwestern Lanzhou and a 55-year-old woman in Inner Mongolia. And 27 people who died on a bus headed to a coronavirus quarantine camp that was inexplicably driving around mountainous cliffs in the dead of night. Dozens of other deaths, including individuals starving, lacking basic necessary medical products, or committing suicide, have been denounced, and later censored, on Chinese social media, though the government has not admitted to these. However, according to Bloomberg, some of the complaints of Foxconn workers is that the risk of catching coronavirus is too high. In a video seen by Bloomberg, a worker can be heard complaining about the spread of the coronavirus in the Foxconn plant. "I'm really scared about this place, we all could be COVID positive now," said the worker, reportedly. "You are sending us to death." Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.